We would like to acknowledge that Politics with a Pin-Up was recorded upon Kaurna country. Sovereignty of this land was never ceded. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. While at Politics with a Pin-Up, we try to make lighthearted fun of the state of the world around us, we acknowledge that some of the content in today's recording is distressing to some listeners. Here at Politics with a Pin-Up, we stand by the values that Black Lives Matter, women's rights are human rights, trans rights are human rights, no human is illegal, science is real, and love is love.
Politics with a Pin-Up podcast. This is Moisty's attempt to use her political science degree and love of shit talking to create an engaging and educational space. This is politics through the educated eyes of a stripper. Each episode covers three main segments: the unpacking of a political concept or theory, updates on world news and events, and how Moisty thinks key political figures would act within a strip club. And now, putting the ho in host, Moisty Magic.
Hello, welcome to Politics with a Pin-Up. We are doing, well, I'm your host, Moisty Magic. You probably know that by now. I don't know if you've been listening for a bit. I'm really sorry about that. Tonight, or today, or whatever time you are listening, we are doing the 2020 post-election wrap-up. Oh, what a time. What a time. I am joined by the wonderful Claudia.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I am very excited.
So am I.
We had you last on to talk about abortion.
Yep, that was a fun time.
And so it was a fun time. Who thought abortions could be so fun?
Not me.
But, I mean, tonight we kind of get to talk about something equally as exciting: the desecration of the Liberal Party.
Yes.
This is just a quick reminder that you might be tuning in and thinking, oh, wow, this is the tolerant left. I can't wait to hear some unbiased journalism. We are not the tolerant left here. We are petty. We are so petty. What are we drinking tonight?
The tears.
The tears of the Liberal Party. And they taste fucking delicious. Oh, my
Extra
God.
Extra salty.
Oh, God. Just watching ScoMo cry. Just the footage of him crying. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful, and also made me highly irate.
So obviously ScoMo lost the 2022 election. If you guys didn't know by now, he was bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye. Back to Hawaii, motherfucker. Go shit yourself in Macca's. It was a landslide. It was a very unprecedented election. I think it's changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, ScoMo just holding it together for his concession speech and then running off to Hillsong to have a little cry. I was just like, what a, really is a wrap up to
whilst
his.
He read scripture from his iPhone and likened the Australian public to cattle.
I fucking hate it. God. Oh, God. It just keeps getting better and better. Everything I read about this election, I'm like, it's just beautiful, like a train wreck.
Yeah, it's really made up for the last 9 years.
Oh, and what a 9 years it's been. How's your mental health going?
Look, it's been better.
Well, at least we are saving Medicare, so we can probably afford counselling now.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest concerns, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely Medicare. So we are about 2 weeks out from the election. They've counted all the seats. We are at a final of 77 seats for Labor, 58 for the Liberal National Party, and 16 others. And, yeah, that's an incredible result. I mean, I think it's the first time we've had so many independents and Greens in the House.
Yeah, that's super exciting and super telling.
I think people were really sick of ScoMo shit this election.
Yeah.
Sick of the Liberal Party shit. A lot of the analysis I've been reading was that this election was won on climate change. Climate change and gender were the major things, and ICAC.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that smile. I can't wait for ICAC to start.
I'm so excited.
God, that's going to be another really petty left moment. We're just going to be watching it
come in and just be like, corruption, fall, salty liberal tears. So maybe we should dive in and have a look at who is our new Prime Minister.
That sounds good.
The absolute loose unit, Albanese.
Albo.
And yeah, ScoMo called him a loose unit at one point. That's where it came from.
Really?
It was ScoMo. Yeah, he said, we can't trust the economy with Albanese. It won't be easy under Albanese. He's a loose unit. Hello, fellow children.
Does ScoMo know that loose unit is like somewhat of a compliment in Australian culture? Or?
Yeah, I don't think he gets it. Like, the internet really jumped on it. They were like, yeah, Albo is a loose unit. We fucking love that. Hell yeah.
So what's your issue?
Exactly? What's your problem? So, where do we start with Albo? Son of a single mother, brought up in public housing, career politician, which we're like, okay, yeah. But I think it's a refreshing change. His Labor left. He understands what it's like to be working class. His mum was on disability support. Yeah, he's divorced. He has a son. I really liked in his victory speech that he mentioned his ex-wife as well. So Obviously I think he represents Australia better than old mate shit in his pants in Macca's did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's been in the Labor Party for a long time. I don't know if he's ever led the Labor Party before, but he's definitely really kind of, Labor left, really compassionate approach to politics.
Yeah, I really love his story. And as you said, I really feel like he is way more relatable to the majority of Australians and so much more in touch.
Yeah, we love a battler.
We do love a battler.
And it was
someone who gets it.
They get it, yeah. We've all been there. We've all been hard on our luck. We've all been...
Albo grew up understanding that every cent counts. Like that was sort of like his story with his mum and old mate ScoMo. Not so much.
Oh, ScoMo just so out of touch, really. In his speech, he was talking about how he wants every parent to be able to tell their child, no matter where you live or where you come from, Australia has opportunities for all of us.
I loved that.
Yeah, it's just really, really refreshing. I think it's really refreshing. And, even better, all the Liberal candidates that got knocked out in the meantime. We need to play a moment of silence for the fallen Liberals. Here we go. Josh Frydenberg.
See you later.
See ya in Kooyong, which has never, ever, ever had anyone else but the Liberal Party since its conception.
So amazing.
So safe. And he was knocked out by an independent.
An independent woman.
Independent woman, yeah. Oh, we'll get onto the teal independents because that was, oh, my God, what an unprecedented. I fucking hate it. It was always like, it's unprecedented times. But here we are, an unprecedented election in unprecedented times.
It's the same.
Yeah, but Kooyong, and he was meant to be the future Liberal leader when ScoMo lost and stood down.
Right.
Bye. Bye, Josh. So let's just quickly name all the big Liberal seats that were knocked out this election. We have Josh Frydenberg of Kooyong, Dave Sharma of Wentworth, Jason Fulaniski of Mackellar, Tim Wilson of Goldstein, Trent Zimmerman of North Sydney, Celia Hammond of Curtin, and finally, we have Julian Simmons, who lost their seat of Ryan to Greens candidate. Yeah, Josh, mate, sorry. Hard luck. And Dave Sharma lost Wentworth, another really safe seat, to a teal independent.
That's telling.
That is telling. That is telling. There was quite a few. Mackellar went, Josh Falinski went to a teal independent.
Yeah. The McKellar, it's very much giving, I don't want climate change to affect my property prices, but I'm happy nonetheless.
At this point, we'll take any reason people taking yes. note of climate action. I'm like, okay, yeah, it might affect your beachfront views and we appreciate that you're jumping on board. Please fucking save us. Yes. The Brisbane electorate of Ryan.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Remember 2019 when we were all like, Queensland, you fucked up. You fucked this up for us. And they really just redeemed themselves.
I have a bit of a conspiracy theory around this though.
Oh, you have a conspiracy? Should I get the tinfoil out? Yes, do you need to make some hats? Okay, cool. All right.
So obviously there was a lot going on in Melbourne during the lockdowns and it saw a lot of people, you know, leaving Melbourne because those lockdowns were so harsh. And a lot of people moved up to Queensland. And I'm like, is this got something to do with all of these... you know,
the left are spreading their agenda. They're spreading their agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. This is completely something that I've made up. There's no research to back this up. But that's what I
mean, it is true. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, that is not a bad conspiracy. it's quite, you know, yeah. I think it's could be up there with Bush did 9/11.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There is some completely unrelated. There is some footage of George W. Bush talking about the Ukraine invasion, and instead of saying Ukraine, he keeps saying Iraq.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
you just
God.
Told on yourself, mate. You're just telling on yourself at this point.
He's subconsciously admitting things.
I just can't wait till he's on his deathbed and he just spills all.
Please,
oh, what a day that's going to be. There was 3 seats in Queensland that went green. So Brisbane, Ryan and
Griffiths.
Oh, Griffiths is a great one. That was the
Terry Butler lost the seat to Max Chandler Mather.
Yeah, and he was a gay retail worker.
Yeah,
I mean, those things aren't mutually exclusive, but we've all been a bit gay in working in retail at one point.
Haven't we just?
Yeah, look, it comes with the territory.
A rite of passage.
And he was advertising on Grindr.
No.
Yeah, that was his main advertising. He was running ads on Grindr. It was beautiful.
That's amazing.
I mean, I feel like the Greens really, this election, stepped up with their meme game and realised that young people are getting more engaged and voting.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just engage with young people.
I wonder if that's because, you know, it's more like Gen X and millennials stepping up into these roles.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it was Stephen Bates and he had things like the best parliaments are hung. You always come first with the Greens.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
Spice up Canberra with a third.
How do I get a job writing copy for them?
Oh, God, that would be amazing. Look, I feel like it's making me rethink my position on never running for politics. We're like, hello, I'm a stripper, vote for me.
Australia needs you.
Australia
Moisey.
Needs
Come
a stripper
on.
Prime Minister. Economic yeah. management? Yeah, babe, I've got this. I'll go hustle China. I'll go hustle the US. I will get us those economic deals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I am here for it.
Oh, I can't wait for the day. Vote one Moisty.
Vote. Maybe we'll talk in the next election. So we did have quite a few fallen libs and they were significant ones, and unfortunately that means that the new leader of the opposition, the Liberal Party, is
Dutto.
Fucking Peter Dutton. And he did look close to losing his seat at one point. It did look very, very tight.
Mm.
And I was just like, come on, potato is got to be mashed. But
Voldemort has to be defeated.
Oh, fuck. Actually, one of the Labor Party MPs had to apologise.
Tanya Plibersek.
Fuck.
I love her so much. She just like fully said it in public, like to the media. And then he had a cry about it, obviously.
Of course he has a cry about it. I mean, it's not like the Liberal Party has stood by signs of like ditch the witch and Bob Brown's bitch and all this stuff for Julia Gillard. But no, don't call him Voldemort. That's offensive.
But here's the thing that's so ironic and funny about it is he has said some of the most heinous things that a politician can say. He got caught
laughing about climate change.
And he sent a text message calling, I think it's Steph Maiden, she's a journalist, calling her a mad fucking bitch. But because he's like a true boomer, He sent the text to her directly instead of to the person that he was wanting to bitch about her to.
Oh my God.
But then he wants to have a cry about being called Voldemort? Like, come on.
That is boomer energy.
Also, as the minister for, what was his position again?
Being a cunt. Minister for being a cunt.
He was immigration minister.
Oh God, he was immigration. Oh my God.
Sorry, I had a mental blank. But he said that, you know, women refugees were using rape and abortion as a means to, like, get access to Australia. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's good to see that all that money that the Liberal Party spent on empathy training is going to hard use.
Also, sorry if I shouldn't be swearing.
No, please swear. This is a sweary, sweary podcast. If you're letting a child listen to my podcast, I question your parenting skills.
Oh, my gosh.
But also I don't, because I got locked in a cupboard as a child.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Yeah, oh, my God, now we're strippers.
Cupboard babies.
Yay. It's fine. Everything's fine. Boomers raise the best children.
They do.
God, Peter Dutton. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you to Google Dog Food Dutton and why they call him that, but I would Google Dog Food Dutton and just have a look at his history before he was a politician.
Well, you know, the Libs have done us all a favour by making him the opposition leader.
Oh, well, they had no other option.
I can't stop laughing. I can't remember who published it, but someone in the media wrote a piece on him saying, Peter Dutton is not a monster.
Like, yes, his wife had to stand next to him. Not a monster. That's the level of publicity.
Like, if that's your starting point.
Yeah, that is like, he's not a monster, I swear. Fucking hell. Look, my personal favourite of getting kicked out was the seat of Warringah. So we had the controversial candidate, Catherine Deaves.
Oh, turfy turf?
Oh, just... I mean, turf is a very, I guess, too much of a kind word for this bitch. Yeah. This bitch. Look, and again, I don't like to use gendered insults, but fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her.
She made her choice.
Yeah.
She made her choice, like comparing trans women in sports to the Holocaust. But it was really interesting to
watch.
It's fucking awful. Like, her pronouns are there and now were, was.
Were, was.
You're out. Get out.
We'll be seeing you.
Bye. Fucking Australia has spoken. Australia has spoken on this election.
Can I just ask a little bit more about that? Like, why was she comparing, like, why was she drawing that comparison? What was her reasoning?
Well, because she is a disgusting human.
Not that I want to give any more oxygen to that comment, but.
Oh, look, I think because ScoMo really pushed one of the issues this election was trans rights.
Okay.
And that sort of, like, dog whistling and fear mongering around trans women in sports.
Yeah.
And she just really got on the back of it. And there's also been talks that she was aligned with the alt-right.
Okay.
And some of those really feral internet movements. Yeah. So she just,
protecting sports, but then letting ScoMo tackle children in football games. Like, come on.
Yeah, we're worried about trans women in sports, but ScoMo's out here just knocking kids out.
I love that Anthony Albanese didn't even really have to do too much campaigning. He'd just sit back and let ScoMo tackle small children.
He was the Stephen Bradbury of the election at this point. Like, let's be honest, he was just like, fuck it. Yeah, so ScoMo claimed that the background is ScoMo made some claims that gender revisal surgery for young adolescents was a significant issue in this election. And then Catherine Deaves just jumped on it and was like, referred to it as mutilation, which it isn't.
Oh my God.
And then just kept going. Look, the thing is with like bigots is you let them speak and they're just going to say what they're thinking. They say the quiet part out loud way too often.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of that as this election.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of it. The newest discourse around the sort of anti-LGBTI cunts is grooming. Is like, oh, well, it's grooming to discuss sexuality with children.
Oh, my God.
What? Like, what? Hello? Like, just...
Sus that they would even think that. Like,
of course,
they would even come up with that idea.
Yeah, look.
Like, what are you trying to tell us? You know?
They're telling on themselves. They're telling on, let them speak. They'll tell on themselves. We don't need to say anything.
Actual.
Yeah, so that was a personal victory for me, is to see her seat just.
So, yeah.
Boy, I mean, she never had that seat. She was running in Tony Abbott's old seat, which it was even funnier the second time round, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zali Stigley taking out that seat for a second election. We're like, yes, thank you. You defeated Tony and then you took out the fucking transphobe.
So good.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But do you know who did keep his seat?
Who?
And we have to be so thankful that we have another 3 years. The mad croc catter.
I ain't spending any more time on it.
1,000 blossoms bloom for him. There's not many conservatives I like, but I just didn't know how I'd feel if he got outed.
Well, I hope that in the next 3 years we hear more about his policy and what he's going to do about these people being eaten by crocs every 3 months in Queensland.
Yeah, it's concerning. Cutter. It is very concerning.
What's the action?
He was absolutely a landslide in his seat. So they love him. They love him. Do you remember it was many, many years ago he was on Q&A, which is absolute feral shit show. I do love it. But he was arguing with Josh Thomas about there was no gay people in his electorate. He's like, no gays in my electorate. None. Every single person in my electorate is straight. That is, yeah. But thank God.
Look, we can't be too sure, Bob. We can't be too sure.
But to be fair, if he had got kicked out, could you imagine him? He would not go down without a fight.
No, he would have stayed.
The same with Clive Palmer. He's not going down without a fight.
Is he all right?
No, he's not. Has he been all right forever?
I'm a bit concerned.
I mean, yeah, his constituent lost their seat, the United Australia Party.
Yep.
He was by Sia.
See you later.
See you later. I can't even – Craig Kelly. I couldn't even remember his name. That's how – memorably, oh, Craig Kelly lost his seat.
Probably because all of his followers were unwell from ivermectin.
I love horse drugs. I've said it once and I'll say it again. You can really tell where someone sits on the political spectrum for what horse drugs they like doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually so true.
It is, right? Just be like, which horse drug do you like? Ketamine? Left.
Go to the left.
Ivermectin?
Get on the right.
That's what we need. We don't need a political compass anymore. We just need more horse drugs.
Yes.
And so he is out. He is gone.
See you, Craig.
But, of course, there has been rumours of election fraud running around. A lot of Twitter arguments.
Of course.
A lot of Twitter arguments about it. A lot of noise. And a lot of...
What are they saying, Moisty?
Here we go. The AEC on alert for electoral fraud-style conspiracies as fringe parties embrace a Trump-style election stolen lie.
Talk about sore losers.
Are we going to get a storming the Capitol? Are they going to storm Parliament House?
Oh, God.
God. I just...
I mean, I kind of hope so. No, I don't. That's awful. But, like, what are they going to do?
So I'm just reading about it and it says, I can't. A lot of them are kicking off because they weren't able to scrutineer the polling booths because they were unvaccinated, so they're crying fraud.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to look out for people with lead under their fingernails when they change the votes 1-4. It's very easily done.
What? So they think that vote counters are putting lead under their fingernails
to change.
Oh, my little sister was a vote counter. Maybe I should ask.
Yeah, ask how many she changed.
How many she managed to switch or amend.
Yeah. I mean, I've done scrutineering before. It's boring. You just watch them vote. But the people who work at polling booths have a long, hard job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they give a shit enough to try and rig the election. I think they just want to get through the day and make a paycheck.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you should give them a lot of respect.
Yeah.
God, that's a new one even for me. Fucking hell. And it's the Freedom Party. So it says the main ones are the Liberal Democrats. Good old David Lionhelm. Fucking hell. I once had a Twitter fight with David Lionhelm.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He blocked me.
Oh.
Because he's very about free speech. And I just sort of questioned. I was like, so if you love free speech so much, you won't really get offended if I start making allegations that you fucked that cat. Because he had his photo of him holding a cat in his profile, and he said some words and then he blocked me. And I guess he just doesn't like free speech as much as he says he does.
Yeah.
I mean, cat fucker. And also One Nation, the UAP are kicking off about vote fraud.
Of course.
God, I hate it here.
It reeks of One Nation.
It does. It stinks of One Nation. I think they're still deliberating the Senate votes as well, and we're unsure whether Pauline will get her seat back. Fingers crossed. I think it's a race for the final Queensland seat between Liberal and One Nation.
Right.
Which I hate that. I hate that sort of like,
yeah,
it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
But, you know.
In the meantime, I'm going to send Pauline my fish and chips orders still on Instagram.
Well, we wish her all the best with her Mother of the Year award. Yeah, she took out title of Mother of the Year, which, again.
Come on, this one's for the girls.
Yeah. We all died in 2026. We all died in 2016 and this is hell. I think everyone's realised it now. So, yeah, look, fingers crossed that I will say it here, I hate it, fingers crossed that the Liberal Party take that seat in the Senate. And Pauline's out in her ass.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
We've had enough.
We've had enough of you, Pauline.
She's had enough too. Go to bed, Pauline.
Yeah. Didn't she go to prison?
She did.
Go back to prison, Pauline.
Go back to prison, Paul.
Go back to prison. He retained his seat, but he is still in power, but he lost the leadership of his power. Barnaby.
Oh.
The tomato.
He's got high blood pressure.
Oh, is that why he's?
Yeah.
I thought it was a spill.
He literally needs to go on some blood pressure medication.
I mean, I think it's his drinking problem.
Yeah, well, that would cause it.
Yeah,
definitely
look.
Wouldn't help.
I mean, yeah, watching ScoMo and Barnaby lose leadership of their parties.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
So what's Barnaby doing now? Shadow Minister for Veteran Affairs. Is that correct? I swear I read that today.
Let me have a look. I mean, he's probably just having affairs right now, to be honest. He's probably out there figuring out who we can have an affair with next.
How to stay relevant.
Oh, know? He's talking out about his most recent thing. He's opposing ICAC.
Of course he is.
He's opposing ICAC.
Oh, my gosh, he's dobbing on himself again.
He's telling on himself. What do you got to hide, Barnaby? What have you got to hide?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, I don't think he's actually doing much,
yeah,
to be honest. He's, I don't know who would give him a portfolio.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to let him.
Put him out to pasture.
Yeah, put him on the feral backbench until the front bench gets wiped out and then you realise the feral backbench is your party.
Yeah.
Right, should we talk about the independents that won seats?
Yeah, I want to know about that.
I was watching the ABC coverage. They were calling it a teal bath instead of a blood bath. It was just, yeah, teal. It's groundbreaking, the amount of independents. And so a bit of researching about them. A lot of them were obviously independents, but they were all funded by the same guy, the entrepreneur.
Simon
of the Climate 200 group.
Simon Holmes-Acourt. He's the son of Australia's first billionaire, right?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I was like, look, I don't pay that much attention to billionaires except when I'm going to eat them.
This is true.
But I reckon he can stay.
Yeah.
If that's what he's putting his money in. And their website is, so they're pro-climate, pro-integrity and pro-gender equality.
Love that.
And look, the cynical part of me is like, yeah, I guess teal because they've got those green sort of climate change policies, but they're still kind of a bit blue, still a bit liberal. Yeah. You know, they're going to be economic conservatives, but fuck it. It's better than nothing.
Yeah,
we're on the
absolutely
brink of a climate emergency. Yeah. We're doing something.
Yeah.
And just watching them absolutely destroy Liberal seats.
Yeah.
Come in, wipe them out. That was
so satisfying.
That was beautiful. And I think it's really changed the way we think about voting. This is going to be my nerdy rant. You ready? I'll put my leg on the table. Dave's ready to just block his ears for the next couple of minutes. I think we've sort of reached that time where it's we don't have to vote for the two major parties. Mm-hmm. We can vote for who we think is going to best represent us, and they're going to stand a chance to, you know, stand up in Parliament and be like, we want a better, fairer democracy.
Yeah.
And also the fact that they were all women and sort of off the back of this election cycle where we had Brittany Higgins and Grace Tame really standing up and being like, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that this is what we're moving forward with.
And I also loved that the Libs happened to just dub on themselves yet again by acting so surprised by this teal bath. They couldn't believe it. And I'm like, this is just proving it again how out of touch you are with the Australian public.
They were just so blindsided. Yeah. They were so blindsided.
How did you see this coming?
Oh, in fact, it's been a huge election for women. Like, let's just use gender normative terms, but there were 14 new women elected into the lower house this election. Heaps of them were independents.
Yeah,
it's absolutely incredible. It's just such a step forward.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And the Greens as well, taking out, you know, extra seats. They've only ever had that one seat in the House of Rep, which is, you know, Adam Bent.
Yeah.
Mr. Google it. That was a beautiful. I mean, the journalist trying to play gotcha and he's just like, Google it, mate. The sunnies come down. I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I'm really overall really happy with the election results. I would have liked to see a hung parliament.
Same.
Because I think that it's sort of a better distribution of democracy when it's done. But look, I'd like to see the whole system burnt down.
Yeah.
And start again.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yep. So let's have a look at the cabinet.
This cabinet.
Elbows, Avengers assemble.
The most diverse cabinet in history, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Penny Wong's back.
We love Penny Wong.
It took me a while to vote in the Senate ballot this year because I was like, how do I give my vote to Penny Wong without giving it to the Labor Party? I was trying to figure out my preferences and I was like, I love you, Penny Wong. Never change. Also, when I got to about 10 or 11, I was like, fuck, there's some real feral candidates in there. What am I? And did redo that three times, go back and be like, I fucked it up. Can I have another one? Yeah, so we have Penny Wong as a foreign affairs minister. I'm ready to not be embarrassed.
Seriously.
When we have representation overseas.
Yes, I was so proud when Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong jumped on a plane right after he was sworn in to go to the meeting of the Quad. It was
in Japan?
Just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was excited to see them there together and not having to feel embarrassed.
I know. And you know he would have had a cracking hangover because he's a loose unit. He just became the prime minister. That's right. We're just throwing shit around here. Little peek behind the curtain. We're just wrecking shit. Dave's smashing windows. Having a party. Calm down, Dave. All right.
Yeah. I think even President Biden like made a comment about Albo arriving like so soon after he was sworn in and saying like how awesome it was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I just have a mental image of Albo doing a shooey on election night. If he won, wouldn't you do a shooey? Wouldn't you be like, yeah. But what I want to know is, was there a massive party at Engadine Macca's?
I want to know.
Where else would you go on election night?
Seriously.
I want to know. We have an arts minister again.
There?
We should have gone to Engadine Macca's. Look, I may have made a social media post that I said if ScoMo loses the election, I will go shit myself in a Macca's. And I'm going to be held to it, I promise. I will post video on the Politics with a Pin-Up social media. Yes. I'll hold myself to it. I'll be in Sydney in September, so maybe I'll just go to venture, make pilgrimage to Engadine.
Yes.
Just to shit my pants.
I'll be turning my notifications on.
Oh, God. Yeah, we have an arts minister. What a good day.
Who Who's our arts minister?
Tony Burke.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice to see the Ministry of Arts back.
Yeah.
And the Liberal Party were like, fuck artists. Fuck you guys.
Tony Burke's like super passionate about the arts as well.
Fuck yeah.
Performance artist himself.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like a musician.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We should ask him and ask him to make a new theme song for this show.
That would be
like Tony.
So cool.
Here, you're a loose unit. I love it. Oh, that's so good. Look, Bill Shorten, NDIS minister. Yep. We all remember Bill.
And he's also, is he heading up the corruption stuff?
He is. He is.
That would be so.
He's going to oversee it.
Good for him, considering he was rubbed of leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be very, very interesting.
It's time to shine.
Oh, look, when ICAC emerges, there will be a podcast episode and it will be beautiful. Linda Burney, Minister for Indigenous Australians.
Yeah.
An Indigenous woman. Fantastic.
Incredible.
And as those who watched Albo's speech on the first night, on when he won the election, he made it clear his commitment to the Uluru Statement of the Heart.
Yeah.
We will have a podcast coming up shortly to go over what the Uluru Statement is and what that will mean for Indigenous Australians. But absolutely exciting.
Yeah.
Such an incredible way to start a leadership.
Yeah.
Is to commitment to First Nations people. We're here for it. We want to see more of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else have we got? Who else have we got? Look, Defence Minister, we've got Richard Marles, and he is also the Deputy Prime Minister.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, it's, who's this? Climate Change and Energy Minister. So, again, we haven't had a Minister for Climate Change.
Yeah, this is super important.
Oh, this election was won on climate emergency. Yeah. People, I mean, looking at the ABC vote compass, climate change as an election issue was by far more substantial to people than any other issue. And I think that's a first.
Yeah.
People are waking up and realizing, which is nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not too late.
Mm.
Hopefully it's
Fingers
not.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers, touch wood, touch wood. Right. Well, why don't we have a little recap of some of our favourite election highlights though? Because we've done all the kind of the crux of it. We know who we've got now and we know where they're going. And my favourite thing is yesterday on the 6th of June, ScoMo finally moved out of Kirribilli House.
Oh, you mean Squat Morrison?
For someone who's so against like people coming to this country, like stopping boats and stopping illegals, he's just living illegally on someone else in someone else's house.
Yeah.
Like fuck off, ScoMo.
What a hypocrite.
Oh mate.
Get
and
out.
His excuse was he was painting his house and he couldn't move back in.
Go to a hotel.
He doesn't have a job.
Late to fight fires, late with vaccines, late with flood relief.
Late to move out.
Come on.
Oh, I mean,
embarrassing.
He probably enjoyed the kitchen to make more curries.
With raw chicken?
The fucking curry.
Maybe he had salmonella and couldn't leave.
He should blame the salmonella for losing the election. Fuck me. I like to think that curry was what lost him in the election. Australians saw it and they were like, we can't trust this man. Look at
Where
how he eats
the
chicken. There's no flavour. And it was raw chicken. Now
oh
we know
God,
why he shits his pants in Macca's.
Circle.
Oh, fuck me. God, that was horrible. That was absolutely... Sleep paralysis demon, but it's just ScoMo's raw chicken.
Yeah, and look, Albo was like, it's fine, you stay in Kirribilli. I'm going to go and live at the lodge.
At the lodge, because he's getting business done.
He's
taking care of business, getting
dedicated.
Shit done. And, oh, God, we also touched on ScoMo's rugby tackle. I don't think it'll be
oh
ever not
God.
Funny.
When I saw it, I'm just watching it like, what? Goes through this man's head. Like,
what it's just April Sun in Cuba on repeat. That's what's in his ScoMo's head. Like, do, 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 do. Yeah, I fucking, God. And some of the ads.
Oh,
the Golem
ads
ad.
Cooked.
I will. We will post a link to the Gollum ad on the socials on the page. But we found possibly the worst political ad of this election. I've seen some pretty feral ones.
Long too.
It's about 2 minutes of an animated Gollum, who is also Albanese.
Yeah.
Talking to himself.
So
it's just
so weird.
It's so weird and upsetting.
I want to know how much they spent on that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't have a minister for arts. They create ads like that. Just some cooked guy on acid in his basement being like, yeah, I'll make this ad. How good. Fucking hell.
And look, Labor won, right? But the real winners here are the Australians that no longer have to listen to "There's a hole in your budget, dear Labor, dear Labor."
Oh, God.
Ever again.
What a banger, though.
The
Can someone remix
the
it?
Campaign.
Yeah, God.
Oh, maybe I should do a remix.
Can
of
you
it?
Do a remix of it?
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
In fact, let's just give That's you sound bites idea. Of all the absolute feral moments in the election and just make a remix.
I'll make a mashup.
Yeah, that'll be a banger. I'll dance to it at work.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on to
solving
this.
Solving the world's problems here.
I mean, there's a pretty good soundbite of Sky News having a meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they were called the Liberal Party too moderate. And they're bedwetters. They're bedwetters. The moderate bedwetters. That's why we lost the election. They needed to be more conservative.
But what can we expect at the end of this term?
Oh, that's right. At the end of the term, Trump's coming back. Dutton's going to be in.
It's, yeah, something we can all look forward to, really.
I fucking hate it here. But I did enjoy, and this is my petty left, I did really enjoy watching all the conservative commentators have absolute meltdowns.
Yeah.
Watching the election results.
It was so
and the
good.
Tears. Like the footage of the Liberal Party after party was just beautiful. It was just crusty old white men looking sad.
And lucky we were smart enough to collect those tears so that we can drink them all.
We can drink them. They're our sustenance. We're keeping going. We're keeping going. And I also think that someone on our side is ScoMo's wife.
Yeah.
A little subtle. She wore teal. She Jenny? Wore teal. Jenny wore teal ScoMo's concession speech. I was like, is this a cry for help, Jenny?
We're like,
are you ready to go?
Wear teal if you need help.
Yeah, just blink twice if you want us to rescue you. Because, like, you know that Jenny had to spend the night explaining to ScoMo that he lost the election, right?
Yeah.
Like, she had to be like, no, you lost the election, honey.
My prediction for the next 12 months is maybe we'll see a split.
Oh, ScoMo's divorce. Hashtag free Jenny.
Hashtag free Jenny.
You can do this, Jenny. We believe in you. The Australian public is behind you.
Jenny babes, you deserve so much better.
You can do better. Dump him.
Dump him.
We'll start a crowdfund to pay
Maybe
for your
she'll
divorce.
Become a teal independent.
Maybe she will. Come on, Jenny.
Can't wait to be proud of you, Jenny.
Oh, I'm proud of you already. That little subtle fuck you to ScoMo by wearing teal, just absolutely peace to resistance. And finally, Channel 9's robot.
It's bizarre.
It was bizarre. It was very bizarre.
It's the ukulele robot.
The ukulele robot that was swinging and knocking the candidates who lost their seats off to Cuba.
As they came in the form of luggage.
I wish they sent them to Hawaii. That would have been good.
That would have been a bit of a stab.
But, I mean, Australian politics is just one big meme.
Yeah.
We've just become a giant meme in itself.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up this post-election edition of Politics with a Pin-Up. And I guess we're going to do our favourite segment. So the cheeky Miss Nina has popped in, as you may remember from previous episodes.
Unfortunately for them, probably. I don't know. I would love to give him a lap dance. I think he's sexy. Have you seen old photos of him?
We haven't introduced it yet.
Oh,
we'll say that later.
Sorry.
I'll be like, okay, so Claudia and Nina, given the change of leadership in the country, what do you think Albo would be like as a strip club customer?
Me? Me? Okay. I think he'd be a gentleman. I think he'd be really funny. And I think he would be like one of the customers that just wants to like have drinks, have a chat, have a laugh. I think he'd just be like not a weird customer at all. 100%.
I feel like he'd be one of those customers that ask if you have like a Yui Boom out the back so that he can play his own music.
Oh, yeah. It's like, but it would be like to set real doof. It would be like doof, doof. I think he'd be an absolute loose unit. Yeah. He'd be like shot after shot after shot, but throwing cash and having a good time. And he'd wear Speed Dealer sunnies.
Oh, yeah.
He'd wear those, what are they called? Vipers, pit vipers. In fact, let's crowdfund buying Albo a pair of pit vipers. And a lap dance. Yeah, he can. Yeah, Albo, if you're ever in Adelaide, you can come to the Palace and we will provide you a pair of pit vipers and a lap dance from the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nina. And thank you, Claudia, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Where can we find you on the socials? What are you doing with your life?
Look, that's a really good question. I'm not really doing too much on the socials apart from making a very slow comeback to TikTok.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned for what's happening with minor flora.
Minor fauna.
Minor fauna. Flora, fauna. It's all the same, right?
I should have said that. Minor fauna on TikTok.
Minor fauna. Yeah. And it's been Politics with a Pinup. We will see you when we see you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we'd just like to send out a little love song dedication to Mr. Shits His Pants and Engadine Maccas. You know who you are, buddy.
Take me to the April sun in Cuba. Oh. Take me to the April sun in Cuba. I can't remember the words. Oh.
Come on, Jed, get into it.
Oh.
There we go. Wow, bravo.